This is Wyoming Radio News.
I'm Doug Randall. After years of speculation, there's information from the World Health Organization indicating minimizing cell phone use is a good idea, but it's not just cell phones that are the issue, Stephanie Carson reports.
Camilla Rees, founder of electromagnetichealth.org, says the WHO's International Agency for Research on Cancer was only charged with reviewing data specifically related to cancer. She says there is a mounting body of evidence of other biological effects from cell phones and other wireless technologies.
The elephant in the room is that radiation risks are not only from cell phones, but from all radiation-emitting consumer devices. Then, of course, there are the cell towers in people's neighborhoods, adding an additional layer of exposure.
Experts recommend using a hands-free device or speakerphone feature on your cell phone and lowering exposure to all wireless devices and infrastructure. This is Stephanie Carson reporting.
Federal safety inspectors have issued citations to a bentonite facility near Thermopolis. Amy Richards has more.
Inspectors from the Mine and Safety Health Administration wrote six citations for the Lucerne Mill, which is owned by Billings, Montana-based Wyoben, Inc. Company officials tell the Casper Star that the mine has a good safety record with no serious accidents or injuries. Wyoben owns two other bentonite facilities in Wyoming near Grable and Lovell. I'm Amy Richards.
I'm Doug Randall.
Wyoming Radio News.
Okay, everybody, are we ready to do this? All right. So over here, we have the Wyoming Department of Workforce Services. And over here, we have the Wyoming Department of Employment. Aristotle said that the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. So we'll bring this over here, and move this over here, and bam, you've got it all in one. The new Department of Workforce Services, and it's coming July 1st. Pretty smart, huh?
Another smart resource from Wyoming Workforce Services. Call 877-WORK-WYO for more.